now to this month's snapshot on page 22 and a photo that was taken in Paris. The year is 1950 and the American soft drinks giant Coca-Cola is determined to convert the French to their soda. Not everyone, however, is seduced.
Mille milliards de mille sabords.
This photo was part of a Life magazine report that followed a Coke salesman around Paris in 1950, part of an aggressive new marketing campaign to sell Coke to the French. Dressed in brown, quasi-military overalls, possibly to remind people of the GI's role in liberating France, the salesman is well received by chic young Parisians. The Frenchman in this photo, however, seems a little less enthused by his drink.
Vive la résistance!
Will we be Coca-colonisés? Asked l'Humanité. Communist politicians all over Europe fought against the sale of Coke, a symbol of US capitalism. The communists were France's biggest party in 1950 and fought hard to have Coke banned by the National Assembly.
An American plot?
France had many reasons to be suspicious of the new drink. Did Coke really turn children's hair white? Could a Coke plant be rapidly turned into an atomic bomb factory? Were Coke distributors really doubling as US spies? All these and many other rumours circulated about the dark bottles. Unsurprisingly, when reported in the US media, the French attitude caused public outrage.
Shh! The secret formula.
For the French government, the question was whether Coke contained a secret ingredient that made it addictive. As such, it demanded Coke's famously secret formula. Coke refused. Ultimately, the American ambassador was forced to act, warning the French Prime Minister of serious repercussions if the harassment of Coca-Cola continued.
Beginning of the end.
What the French really feared was not so much the soft drink itself, but the Americanization of French identity. As a column in Le Monde read, Chryslers and Buicks speed down our roads, American tractors furrow our fields, Frigidaire keep our food cold, stockings sheathe the legs of our stylish women. We have accepted chewing gum and Cecil B. DeMille, Reader's Digest and Bebop. What next? It cried. After Coca-Cola, hola!